sing.
My faith has found a resting place, not in device nor greed. I trust the ever-living one. His wounds for me shall be.
I need no other. For me, enough for me, that Jesus said, this ends my fear and doubt,
ends my fear.
A sinful soul I come to thee,
a sinful soul,
he'll never cut me out,
he'll never cut me.
I need no other.
Thank you.
in Christ alone. My hope is found. Christ the Lord, who took us there, fullness of God in hell, let's say, this is of God and righteousness, caused by the one he saved, still on that cross. His body lay, light of the world, by darkness slain. Then bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again. And as he came, in me, from life's best right to final breath, hey, Jesus commands my destiny. I say, no power of hell, no scheme of hell can ever pluck me from Jesus. I say no power, 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 no One more time. No power. Day 1, day 2, day 3, day 4, day 5, day 6, day 7, day 8, day 9, 10. Demonstrated Psalm 150, and then we'll begin to praise God, and then we'll pray. Are we there? Psalm 150. One, two, go. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Let's hear the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the psaltery and the harp. Praise Him with the timbrel and the dance, the timbrel. Praise Him with string, instrument, guitars. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath, your kidney, your liver, your heart, everything, let everything that has breath, let everything that has breath. Your name is a strong tower, Jesus. To you belong all power. Whenever I call your name, you make a way. Your name is a strong tower. Your name
is a strong tower. Jesus, to you belong all power. Jesus, whenever I call your name, you make a way. Strong tower, Jesus.
Strong tower.
Your name is a strong tower, Jesus. To you belong all power, Jesus.
Whenever I call
your name,
you make the way. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Say,
angels are before.
What a mighty God, my God.
What a mighty God.
What a mighty,
what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve.
Hallelujah.
Heaven and earth adore.
Angels
bow before.
On the throne, and to the Lamb,
Lord.
Yeah.
tremble.
In Jesus' name.
a prayer. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Turn it into a prayer. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Become
fuck that is formed against you, that is formed against us, shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against us in judgment, we condemn. For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and our righteousness is of him, saith the Lord. I say, receive double portion. For your shame, receive double. For delay, receive double. For the pain, receive double. If you believe it, you will see it. If you receive it, you will see it. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let Goliath come down. Let Pharaoh come down. Goliath come down. In the name of Jesus. There is somebody under the sound of my voice. There is something wrong with your feet. I declare that feet to be healed. It's on your right side. Let it be healed right now. In the name of Jesus. I come against eternal heat. Be healed in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Every knee shall bow. Let the things of sickness, let the things of oppression, Nigeria, we prophesy over you. Your dark days are over. Arise and shine, for your light has come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Nigeria, rise. Rise from the ashes. Nigeria, rise. You have a prophetic destiny. Africa, rise. America, rise. Let the nations rise and worship Jesus. Nigeria, your future is glorious. The prophetic words spoken over you must come to pass. There was a word that said that a time will come, you will be known for corruption. But after a while, the tide will turn, that this same Nigeria will be known for righteousness. That people will lay hold on a Nigerian, and they will say, we want to go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. Let that word come to pass. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. My God. Chelsea, you carry your baby. Siwa, you carry your baby. As surely as the Lord lives, you will carry your baby. In the name of Jesus. You will graduate from school. Open your mouth and prophesy. The portals are open. There is a river flowing. Open your mouth. Say, I will carry my baby. I will carry my testimony. I will carry my testimony. I will touch my testimony. In the name of Jesus. I shall live and not die. Somebody sent a message to me and said there's a woman who went for an operation in the UK but has gone into a coma. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the name that is above every other name, I said, Lazarus, come forth. I said, Lazarus, come forth. I said, come back to life.
the blind eyes open. Let deaf ears open. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now open your own mouth and begin to prophesy in this atmosphere. Those of you here, if you like, open your mouth. Guys, open your mouth. I don't want us to minister and people are blessed and you are not blessed. By fire, by force, you must be blessed. Open your mouth. Father, I declare this atmosphere that grace is poured upon my lips. I am clearer than the sons of men. Fresh oil is poured upon my head. Because I hate iniquity and love righteousness. Therefore, my God has anointed me with the oil of gladness above my fellows. There is somebody under the sound of my voice. I hear disappointment. You have just suffered a major disappointment. For that disappointment, receive double. There shall be a reversal of fortune. I hear reversal of fortune. That which was a disappointment shall become a blessing. Shall become a blessing. Open your mouth wide. And God will fill it up. I hear this song. The Lord is my portion in the land of the living. The Lord is true.
Because over the years, I have realized that the things I said years ago have come to pass and more. I am a living, breathing testimony that the word of God in your mouth, when spoken consistently, comes to pass. It may tarry, but it must of necessity come to pass. For if the word fails, that means God has failed. Say, if the word fails, then God has failed. Oh, somebody didn't hear me. Say, if the word fails, then God has failed. And because God cannot fail, His word will not fail. That's a good word. Let me say it again. If His word fails, then it means God has failed. And because God cannot fail, His word will not fail. Can you lift up your voice and put His word in your mouth and begin to speak over yourself? I am the redeemed of the Lord. I have been redeemed from the hand of the enemy. With long life will the Lord satisfy me and show me His salvation. I am a mighty battle axe in the hand of God. What stops others cannot stop me. I declare that the remaining days of this year will do me good. I declare that the Lord crowns 2022
with his goodness. My path drop bounties and fatness. In the name of Jesus. There shall be no untimely death in my family, because he will satisfy me and satisfy me early. Begin to declare that the Lord helps you. He said in his word that he would help me. I have the help of God, the help of his spirit, angelic help, help of men, help of creation and nature. Now, begin to open your mouth and speak spiritual blessings over yourself. Say, I have the wisdom of God. I grow in wisdom, I grow in stature, I grow in favor with God and man. The eye of my understanding is enlightened. Hey, thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you. I'm being reminded to pray for strength. I got that word this morning, strength. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I hear the word strength. I know it's a word for me, but it's a word for someone else. Somebody say strength. Say, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Say, I receive supernatural strength. Say, the Lord strengthens me with might by his spirit in my inner man. Open your mouth and begin to receive strength. Father, I receive strength. Strength, supernatural strength. Thank you, Spirit of the living God. Thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit that reminded me of that word. You are my strength. Play that song. There's somebody who needs strength urgently. Somebody needs emergency strength right now. Begin to receive it. I heard the word strength. The Lord is my strength and my salvation. Receive strength right now. Receive strength right now. Strength for the remaining days of this year. Declare, I will finish strong. Oh, somebody say, I will finish strong. I will finish 2022 strong. The remaining days of 2022 are the best days of this year. Hey, let that prayer rise in this place. I will finish strong. That project that seems like it's crawling, I will finish it strong. I am finishing strong. I am finishing strong. I am finishing strong. I am marvelously helped until I'm very, very strong. Put 2 Chronicles 26:15 for me. 2 Chronicles 26:15. 2 Chronicles 26:15. There is a pregnant woman under the sound of my voice. Receive strength. Receive strength. Receive strength. In the name of Jesus. And he made in Jerusalem engines invented by cunning men to be on the towers and upon the bulwarks to shoot arrows and great stones without. And his name spread far abroad, for he was marvelously helped till he was strong. Say, Father, I receive help till I'm marvelously strong. I receive marvelous help till I'm very strong. I receive marvelous help for strength in the name of Jesus. Let me pray that prayer again for strength. I heard that word in the morning. I heard it in the morning. I forgot about it. It came to me here. There's somebody who needs emergency strength. Father, let supernatural strength from your very presence, by way of the help of God and the hand of God, reach out to that person right now. That strength that says, I will not give up. I will push. I will stand. I will wait. Receive it now. Receive it now. Receive it now. You will finish strong. We will finish strong. We will finish strong. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. I know I heard that word. Now let's pray and push back that wave of destructive fire that the enemy has used in this season to destroy lives. I saw the picture of the destruction in Yaba. It was that cotton shop market. Did you show that shop that sells clothes and cottons? You can imagine. I saw the owners of the shop just standing dejected. That's the work of the devil. Because he comes to do what? To steal, kill. SKD, that's his ministry. Steal, kill, and destroy. But for this purpose was the Son of Man. Son of God made what? Manifest. That he might do what? Destroy. Say the name of Jesus. Father, we come tonight and we push back that wave of destructive fires in the land. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, open your mouth and fire. Push it back. We push back that wave. We stem the tide of destructive fires. Open your mouth and pray. And declare that there shall be no destructive fire in our home. In the name of Jesus. No destructive fires around us, around our property, around our words, around our children. In the name of Jesus, we stand that tide, that wave of destructive fires in the land. Thus far and no more. Say, thus far and no more. Thus far and no more. Thus far and no more. In Jesus' mighty name. I was meditating earlier today, and I heard the word that those who wish Nigeria bad will have what they are wishing. I was meditating. It was not a vision. There are many ways that I think, not many ways, don't exaggerate. There are a few ways, okay, that I think God speaks to me. One of the ways is I just find myself playing out what I call a mental vision. It would look like a script playing, and sometimes I'll be speaking, and then all of a sudden I'm like, oh my goodness, that's not me. Another way is by a strong inward witness. Another way is when I pray in tongues for long, I just get into a zone where my eyes are open. Sometimes through dreams, okay, and sometimes prophetic words, you know, from men of God. So I heard that those wishing Nigeria evil will have what they are wishing. So don't wish Nigeria evil. Don't wish Nigeria evil. It was a powerful, sobering word. So, for example, those who are saying that Nigeria will scatter and it will be destroyed, you know, may they not have that. Amen. Say, we bless Nigeria. Say, we bless Nigeria. And because we bless Nigeria, we will eat the good of this land. You better touch, say, Nigeria, I will eat your good. You will favor me in the name of Jesus. The land you bless blesses you. Amen. Amen. Now let's declare that those that have not been ordained to lead or rule this nation will never step into positions of power. Say, Father, any man, any woman, any boy, any girl, any group, any party, you have not ordained, to lead, to rule in Nigeria. Stop them in their tracks. We shut the door of power against them. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and fire. And we pray for nations of the earth. I remember Congo in war right now. Father, we ask, O God, that your peace will reign in Congo. DR, Congo, DR, we remember you. We bless you. In Jesus' mighty name. Before I forget, let's pray for young ministers. A few days ago, young ministers who are in the front line. I had a revelation a few days ago about a scandal. You know, a scandal. Okay? Let's pray that every young minister who is in the forefront that God is using in these last days, that God will deliver them from traps. And let's particularly pray and cover their marital destiny, especially those who are yet to marry. Amen. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, we cover young, flaming ministers in our time by the blood of Jesus. Deliver them from the traps of the enemy in the name of Jesus. No scandal, no reproach against the body of Christ through them in the name of Jesus. Pray for us. Pray for me. Use me as a point of contact. And pray that we will not bring reproach to the name of God. That God will be an impenetrable wall of fire around about us. He will be a shield around us. Pray for those especially yet to marry. Especially. That's what I saw. That God will be their shield. Will be their buckler. That the world shall not say about us, alas, but these ones were preaching Christ. Look at them. They will not bring reproach to the name of God. We will not bring reproach to the name of God. Can we bow our knees and pray? Yes, Father, we get on our knees. We ask for grace, Lord, for young ministers of the gospel. And Father, we pray, O God, cover our marriages. Shield us from the scourge of the tongue. Preserve us. We place and we draw a bloodline around young ministers. In the name of Jesus. We declare no arrow of the enemy will rest upon them. The rod of the wicked shall not rest on the righteous. In the name of the Lord Jesus, for shame you give us double honor. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Father, we bless that woman who blessed us with the Hallelujah House. Build her life. Decorate her life. In the name of Jesus. Fight for her. Defend her. I pray for strength for her. I release strength into her inner man. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, if you are not born again, Jesus is not the Lord of your life. This is one of the highest points of Hallelujah Challenge, because what began as a praise worship session in prison by Paul and Silas ended in the salvation of souls, where the prison warder and his family were saved. So right now, if you are not born again, if you believe in your heart, in other words, if you have an inward conviction and you express it with your mouth, the Bible says that you will be saved. So say with me, Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you came to this earth to die. Thank you for dying for me. I acknowledge I am a sinner. I cannot save myself. By the precious blood of your Son Jesus, save me, wash me in the blood. Break the yoke and power of sin.
over my life. I confess you as my Lord and Savior, and I declare I am born again in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we declare everyone who has said that prayer saved to the uttermost in Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed. I pray specifically for people in debt right now. I heard the word debt. May the mercy of God speak for you. Though some have been careless, people take loans rather than do what they said they would do. They squander it. May the mercy of God speak for you. And may you learn your lessons. And for those who sincerely got into debt, not because they were careless, I declare that God will show you great mercy. In the name of Jesus. May your debts be written off supernaturally. Or may God provide for you to pay your debt. Debt in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 Am I missing something? I don't want to miss something. Now, as we close today, we're going to shout hallelujah 12 times. 12 is the number of governments. Amen. It's the number of governments. Say government. So as we release this 12th shout of hallelujah, let the government of heaven, let the kingdom of God come in Nigeria. Speedily, say speedily. Let the heavenly kingdom invade Nigeria and cause a shift. Say a shift. Can we prophesy? Say we prophesy that in the next few days there shall be a major shift in Nigeria. Now, I'm feeling like this. Wait. I'm feeling like it's a Kairos moment. I don't think I'm saying this in the flesh. Say in the name of Jesus. In the next few days, in the next few weeks, let there be a major shift orchestrated by the government of heaven in Nigeria. Let all see it and know that this is by the decree of the watchers in Jesus' mighty name. Now, those of you who want to be a blessing to the team, to support what we are doing, to bless these amazing young people who labor in prayer and, you know, their time and, you know, praise and worship to be a blessing to you, go to our website, hallelujahchallengelife.com, and you see a page on partnership, and do as you are led. Amen. So after we play, sing to what the Lord has done, and wave your journal, we'll blow the shofar trumpet 12 times. Amen. See what the Lord. What we waited for, what we waited for, has come to pass. Father, as we sound the shofar, we declare that these journals will become living testimonies. We declare at the sound of the 12 trumpet blasts, let there be a major shift in our nation, Nigeria, in the next few days, in the next few weeks, in the next few months. In the name of Jesus.
Nigeria, let there be a shift that we prophesy, a major shift in our nation in the next few days, in the next few weeks, in the next few months, according to the word of the Lord. Let every eye see it and know that this is a function of the decree of the watchers. In Jesus' mighty name. God bless you. See you tomorrow. Don't miss day 13. No. Wait. Don't end. Stay with me. No hallelujah challenge. This coming Friday. Say it again. One more time. Now, when is Friday? Play the one of the previous day. Okay. Why? Our home church, RCCG, that I belong to and where I serve as the minister, would have what? Holy Ghost service. Okay. And I never want to have a parallel event to our program. I am a man under authority, and I want to always be a part of what my home church is doing, because the anointing that you enjoy also flows from there. Amen. So there is order and structure in the realm of the spirit. So that's why I will not be having that. Okay, so we continue on Saturday, Sunday, and we will have Hallelujah Festival to close the challenge. Maybe mini or major, but we'll have it. Amen. And we'll invite our guest ministers, pastors, and music ministers to come and help us push to a close. Amen. God bless you. No hallelujah challenge. Yeah. We'll put it tomorrow, because they'll harass me. People will send me this long note. Man of God, let me tell you something. Next time, you no hallelujah challenge on Friday. Okay, let's sing it. No hallelujah challenge on Friday. God bless you. See you tomorrow. Amen. Let's give God thanks. Lift your hands and thank Him. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.